Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Talk 830 WCCO, Mike Max and Ron Shearer talking live outdoors. Ron, we've got a very special guest talking ice fishing.
We do. If I could speak, I will get her on here. Yes, we have with us Kristen Merwin, president of the Women Anglers of Minnesota, which I find interesting because we're going to talk about the big ice fishing show in St. Paul. But, Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
You bet. Now, I am assuming, and I'm pretty sure, you like to fish through the ice as well as from a boat as well, right?
Absolutely.
And what are you going to be doing at the St. Paul show?
So at the St. Paul Sports Show, Women Anglers of Minnesota, we have our own booth. We're in booth 1524. And we'll be promoting women getting involved in fishing, and they can join and become a member and join the other 750 other women that love to get together and fish.
So that's your membership now, over 700?
Yes, we expect at the end of the show we'll be well over 800.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, Kristen, do you have some details about the show? It opens Friday, right?
That's correct. It opens at Friday. The regular hours start at 1 p.m. on Friday until 8 p.m., but they also offer VIP hours where you can, the tickets are a little bit more. They're $20, but you get to get access in a much lower volume period because, as you know, about 25,000 people come out to the show. So it is, it's a great way to view the show with a little less crowds, and that's from 11 to 1.
And it runs through Sunday, as I recall.
Yes, and Saturday the show hours are 10 to 7, and Sunday 9 to 4, and it's all at the St. Paul River Center.
You know, we're going to talk, our next guest, Matt Johnson, is with Clam, and he's got an idea about the gear, but... And we'll ask you the same question, though. I would call it a boom in ice fishing, although Minnesotans have always been big in ice fishing. I mean, you know, I remember way back when Mille Lacs would have over 5,000 houses on it. But it's kind of an incredible boom that has happened in recent years. Would you say, Kristen?
You know, absolutely, Ron. I will say, especially, you know, when I look at my organization that I'm involved with, Women Anglers of Minnesota, we, when I became president, we had about 120 women. And, you know, now we're talking about numbers, you know, 3 years later, and you're seeing 750 and should be over 800 by the end of this show. You know, I attribute a large part of that being when we really started getting involved in ice fishing. Because what I've seen is it really levels the playing field. You know, the cost of entry is reasonable. You know, you don't have to have a boat, a truck to pull the boat, and all of the gear that goes with that. You
right.
know, you can get out and go to any part of the lake that anybody else can with a boat, right, in the winter.
Exactly.
So you can walk on and participate for a low entry cost. And I've
yeah.
really seen a boom with women getting involved.
That's a good point. A lot of ice anglers have told me, I said, what's the attraction out there? Some of it is not so much the fish, although that can be good, but it's the quiet and relaxing atmosphere. It's kind of getting away from everything. And I'm guessing some female ice anglers have the same desire, so to speak.
Absolutely. And there's really no limitation. You know, if you think about open water fishing, I can only take so many people in my boat where we can sit around and you know, have some conversation and do some fishing. I can only take, you know, up to probably four anglers in my boat. But on the ice, 20 of us can get together in close proximity and really enjoy each other's company in the fishing.
We're chatting with Kristen Merwin, president of Women Anglers in Minnesota. That is not a young organization, Kristen. How many years have Women Anglers been going?
In 2019, we celebrated our 42nd year.
That's amazing.
We were founded in 1977.
That's amazing and wonderful. I raised two daughters, and I know I told them years ago when they were just young, when they were daughters, young girls, that a fish do not know who's holding, who's on the other end of the line. So,
absolutely.
Oh boy,
absolutely.
Another pearl of wisdom.
Thank
from
you,
Ron
thank
Shira
you,
on
thank
Live
you.
Outdoors.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, Kristen, what are some of the activities that women anglers do in summer or winter?
Well, right now we have something that we'll be talking a lot about at the show is we're really trying to encourage women to get out there and fish. But, you know, one of the challenges is, you know, they have careers, so they're working all day, then shuffling kids from, you know, activities, plus just trying to, you know, spend time with your family. It's really hard to just pick one day that you could have an ice tournament, ice fishing tournament. So we created the Ice Queen Virtual Ice Fishing Tournament. And it is a tournament that anybody can participate in if you're a female. You can fish any lake you want to, any day. You could fish every single day or just one day between January 1st and February 28th. And it's all done through an app. And it's called Fish Donkey. And you take a picture of the fish on the bump board. You take a picture of yourself holding the fish. And our tournament, because we do promote conservation, is all catch and release, and you video the release and you submit it, and women from all across the ice belt send in entries, and we have over $4,500 in prizes from our awesome sponsors, and that is something that's really cool. We had over 2,000 fish submitted last year, and over 500 women participate. It was awesome.
Wow. That sounds, I've used that fish donkey before.
You know, you've been paying people off to pull, hold their fish for years and try to win these contests. What are you talking about?
I store up all these videos. Well, Kristen, thank you very much for joining us. Will you be at the ice fishing show Friday as well?
Yes, I will be there all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So would love for anyone to stop by and say hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.